Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, February 7th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have Women in Crypto Week 9. Let's take a listen.
Hey, what's going on, Mama?
Not much. Just in the background working. Tired.
You always on the go.
Yeah. Can't wait till I can actually relax. So sooner than later. I'm working my butt off today. What did you say? My bad.
No, I said I hear you.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. These coins are starting to coin shoot. But it's like, man, I need the right ones to, like, the Saitamas of the world, the Impacts of the world shit. Them motherfuckers need to start doing what they need to do. Man, because, yeah. The ones that are coining are, like, the ones that, you know, already took my profits from and stuff, so it's like the moon bake. So it's, I'm not gonna take anything out of it till it gets to a really high number. Now it's like I need the ones that I busted, broke my neck to get investments in to really go up now. So
how are you guys?
I was about to say good morning. I'm good. How are you?
It's been a day, but I'm good.
That food looks good as hell, Erica. Is that yours?
I love Mexican food.
Hell yeah. That's fire.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to quickly say, because I'm working, I'm multitasking, but thanks for always holding these spaces. I really love hearing everybody's perspective, and it's great to have a community of women, especially, who have each other's back, especially in this space. So I really want to quickly say that I'll be listening. I'm going to drop down as a listener, but I always pop in. I always want to tell you guys this, but, you know, I'm answering calls and meetings, but I hear you, ladies, so thanks for holding it down in the DeFi space.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Go ahead, drop down to listener. Your presence is what's appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I see you all the time in here. I was like, oh, Viva is speaking. Thanks for coming up.
Yeah, so Mommy. I see Jilly, Isaac, Mom, Financial Freedom, Annie, Mom. Diamond Hands,
Mom, can I get the
and
phone?
Hannon. Hey, Mom. I'm sorry if I'm saying that's wrong.
Mom,
I know you guys are probably at work. If y'all just want to chop it up about anything, we can have anything specific planned. But yeah, how are you guys feeling? What's you guys' thought? Do y'all think we are entering into a bull market now?
I would say, I'm still waiting for it to get above 50,000 for Bitcoin and waiting for Ethereum to get up a little bit more. I feel like once Ethereum gets around 3,500 again, I will truly believe we have got out of that mini bear market. I just peeped game too. Me over here talking, over here BSing around, lack of better terms. Saitama now is actually up 15%, so that was pretty good to see, actually. Everything else is, yeah, stuff is pumping, so nice.
Yeah, I think we might be entering that bull run because, what was it, last week, something to the effect of $50 million worth of shorts got liquidated because of the pump. So that's something to look at also.
Yeah, hold on. I haven't even looked at the charts really today. Let me take a peek. This what we've been waiting for, huh?
Right. I'm not a technical analysis or anything, but I think we're entering a bull run. I know everybody kept saying they were waiting on like BTC to close on that weekly candle, and it did. So let's go.
I mean, SHIB today is pumping, so that's also a good sign.
Oh yeah, she's going hard. I think it was almost what, up 50%.
Oh yeah, because like the way I'm looking at it, it's like last time she pumped, you know what followed, right? Saitama came flying right after it.
Yeah, and I think Saitama just started to fly, if I'm not mistaken. Drive it off. Yeah, it's doing. Hi, Chocolate.
Hey, Chocolate. How are you?
Hey, ladies. How y'all doing? How's everyone doing? Sorry, just jumped in.
Good, good, good. We were just talking about, well, I asked if everyone thought we were entering into a bull market finally. People are just giving their opinions. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm just ready for these coins to start coining. You already know. My bad, y'all. I didn't mean to meet y'all.
Nah, Zero, I feel you. The optimist in me, I'm going to say yeah. That's the optimist in me. So, you know, we just don't leave it there.
I mean, all the bears that have been screaming, you know, Bitcoin's going down, this and that, they all like apparently changed their sentiment too because they lost a lot of money.
Right. Once you down, the only way back is what, up? So, hey, just time to ride this wave for a little bit. But yeah, if anybody want to come up and just speak on some stuff, like I said, we just chopping it up. Yeah.
Man, in about a day or two, we're going to start hearing a lot of howls again and stuff like that, as Corey would say. So, yeah, I believe it's coming. Positivity is going to pick up. You're going to see people that were at people's necks. They're going to be, man, I love you, man. I knew we could do it. Nah, but. So, yeah, it's what's up. I'm in a good mood, to say the least. It's looking nice, man.
Mama, you crazy. But it's facts, though. My aunt used to say, like, you only mad because you don't got no money. So I feel like that sentiment still reigns true. So,
yeah, it's facts, especially when a lot of people, I feel like, that did get in, either, you know, they've got in at all-time highs or they leveraged so hard on one token because they weren't ready for the mini bear market. So they were expecting it to go one way, and it started going way down. And I mean, a lot of people are, I don't get mad at them. They're mostly attached to their money. I mean, that's like whatever you put in, watching it go down to pretty much some people, a couple hundred dollars. So, and they might've put in a grip. So I get it. But that's why it's like, it shows that like, it kind of, you can kind of take some learning lessons from it. Like, as far as knowing that, you know, if you have faith in your investment, then really to train yourself mentally, like, you know, it's gonna turn around for you. So I believe that like it was definitely a lot of learning in this crypto space for people as far as their mental, and for them to be able to manage that stress under pressure. So I look at it as a good thing, you know. I just believe that, going forward, people should really, you know, have that confidence overall in what they're investing in. So no matter what, if that thing, going back from the Shiba community, a lot of them watched their money drop to nothing. So, and then we're blessed a year down the road when the utilities came out, when it started working, when exchanges came around. For a lot of these tokens that people are in, if they're not on a major exchange, a top five, maybe even a top 10, that's something to look forward to overall. So if it's there and it's still, you're not making any money, then I guess I can feel your pain. But if you're still waiting for some of the catalysts to come out, you know, but bear with it. At that time, that's the red days are definitely the days that make people millionaires down the road. It's not the green days. So always remember that.
Buy in the red, sell in the green.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, with this SHIB pump, I did this thing where I moved my SHIB out of the Shiba swap into Voidwrap to get that 1% APY. And I'll be able to, let's say it pumps even higher, I'll be able to convert that into USDC and take the profit that way. That's just what I'm planning on doing with the next pump, because then you can just earn 9% on Voyager.
Another thing, because you mentioned something too about having faith in your project that you're invested in. Listen, make sure, you know, just advice, things that I look out for, it's just projects that have utility, that's actually going somewhere, that actually has people involved in the project, that, you know, are taking the steps to move it in the right direction. You know what I mean? Like these hybrid projects or tokens that's coming out, like, save your money. Like, it just don't jump into stuff like that. You know, if you're a person that likes, that's gonna long term hold, them little hybrid tokens is not it. So what's up, Corey? Go ahead.
So y'all ask, do we feel like we in a coming out of a bear market into the bull? I'm gonna reserve my opinion on that totally for a while. Like, is the market sentiment shifting? Sure, but I'm looking for a few more indicators. But one thing I am noticing in this shift, and it makes me laugh, you know, we're going up because you see more rug pull coins. You see more coins being shield, like, yep, more new coins being shield. And they know that because there's a lot of this crypto market is oversold. So you're going to have people buying in. They got money. They've been liquidating. People have been liquidating shorts. People have been, you know, they've been paper hands and out of their positions. And now they're looking to get in and make, you know, a quick pop so that they can ape into something like Saitama or whatever. But I've noticed that as soon as the market started to turn, you see more random tokens being shielded. And that's them recognizing that there's an opportunity where people are going to want to come in and get in into the buying pressure. So, and I think the overall market being on an uptick is what's causing people to feel like, okay, cool, now I can throw my money in and make some money. And this is the very thing that scammers will take advantage of. So with all this being said, I don't know if we're going into a bull market yet. That will remain to be seen. But I will say this, really be careful with some of the opportunities you take. Make sure you do your own research. When I say do your own research, I'm not saying just, you know, hey, go look at the website, but ask questions, find out who the devs are on the team, go to their pages, pay attention to what they're talking about. Ask a ton of fucking questions. Like, bro, you can never ask too many questions. If you don't know some, I don't know. It's a lot of stuff I don't know about crypto. So I get with people who do know, and I ask them a bunch of questions. So we'll see. I believe we definitely turn in a corner. How far we turn and how far we go, we'll see. But I just noticed that, like, recently, once that corner started turning, you seen all these other new tokens come out. I think I saw a post that said it was like 47 rug pulls yesterday. So, like, just be careful with your money. If you don't mind throwing your money away, you might as well put it in something else that you believe in, whether it be Saitama, VGX, Impact XP. I know whatever people in pair, you knew, regardless of what you're in, if you believe in it, don't throw your money away in rug pulls. Invest it into the shit you already believe in that you know is going somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, yesterday, I think I posted something of there's a new token called Cocaine Inu, and that shit just made me laugh. I was like, what the hell?
I'm not even going to repost that shit because I don't want to have nothing. The word cocaine has very dire consequences to it. So I don't really, if you come from where I come from, you don't even like them words, like them fed words. So nah, you made a whole token off of cocaine. Yeah. You drop your money in there. Next thing you part of a cocaine laundering scheme and you got a RICO case on your damn head, like all kind of crazy shit can happen. And y'all laughing, but I'm so serious. Like they could easily have the whole tokenomics is about fucking supplying cocaine or something crazy. So, you know, just be careful with what y'all looking at.
Oh, look, see, you know what?
He said a RICO case.
Say what?
He said a RICO case.
Bruh, listen, that's how they start. Your ass getting named, you on affidavits and shit, and you like, all I did was buy a token. And you're like, wait. Oh, nah. So, I don't play with drug shit at all. Like, I don't play with drug shit at all like that. So, when I seen that token, I was like, oh yeah, if you have it, you better run away quickly. Like, don't even repost that shit. Like, just stay way away from that. But needless to say, there are a lot of different tokens coming out. A lot of them are a mashup of other tokens. I think I've seen, say, Tama Shiba or some shit.
So, yeah, the more hybrid tokens.
Yeah, these hybrids of other things. Obviously, you understand that they're using names in order to garner a certain amount of attention. Just be careful. If you don't know how to read contracts, find somebody who does and ask questions. I highly recommend you follow Rise Up. Use their app, follow TARP, use their whatever they got, but don't lose money because of ignorance. Just don't do that. That's all I can say.
I have posted up top just like a quick thread that I have put together. With some tools that you could use when you're vetting some of these projects. So if you want to, you could like bookmark it, take a look or whatever. I'll probably like clean it up, do another one, like a better organized version. But for the most part, you could look through it and pull out what you need.
I see Texas down there. What's up, bro? We might need some more NFT info in here. So I'm really starting to look at these things. Like I went and looked at that Bored Ape thing. I was like, bro, this shit is expensive for a fucking picture of a monkey. I was like, yo, these are so expensive. I was like, I see why the hype is built around them and what's driving them to be so expensive. So that's going to probably be the next thing I want to get into because I like NFT. I want to have an NFT myself because I think it's just like cool that you have something. It ain't even really the art, but you have something that's literally yours and it has documentation backing it. Nobody else can use it. They can't, you know, do stuff unless they paying you some type of royalties or whatever. So I just like the whole concept of it.
Yeah. So Texas, if you want to come up, that would be interesting because I'm trying to figure out how NFTs are like scams and rug pulls at this point. Because I had a friend that bought an NFT yesterday, and it was a Bored Ape. But on OpenSea, it said Bored Ape Teen Club. So is that like, how do I know that's legit? He might be busy. He might be at work too, though. But if anybody got knowledge about NFTs, you know, I'd be interested. Because I done been rug pull from Suzuki, you know what I'm saying? I can't be rug pull from no NFT. Okay.
That Suzuki, I'm just sitting there staring, man. Like, every time I open my wallet, it's just sitting there.
Exactly. My Suzuki is at $1 right now. Literally.
Heck no.
y'all gonna have an in it. Y'all seen that thing that Basquiat did where them people paid like $2 million for that painting and then it shredded right in front of everybody?
No.
Did y'all see
so somebody I don't think he's the first artist that's done that.
For real? I don't know. That's just, that caught me. And the only reason I bring it up because of the NFT scam you was mentioning. But like, I watched that video, like literally they're auctioning off this painting. And in the middle, as soon as the person banged the gavel, they won. That shit started shredding. Like, it had a built-in shredder in the frame. That was crazy. I said, wow, that's nuts. And so that's what made me think about that when Erica brought up scams. Like, how do you know that this piece of art you're getting, nobody else in the world has it already? So, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, obviously, you need to be careful with anything you're doing investment-wise, but I think now, while the price is going up, this is the good time to educate people on scams, because you're going to see a lot of the scams come into play because of the buying pressure. Like, people got money and they want to get back into crypto. So you'll see a lot of scams. They want to be able to kind of 10X, 100X. So that's where you'll see scams, because that's where they feed. They feed off people that are looking for 10X, or, you know, 100X or whatever. So and even I'm assuming that's probably the same thing when you're talking about NFTs.
Yeah, I think he, I mean, I still want some clarification, because, you know, my 10-year-old get up on this, we need to know, because she's been interested.
I'm finna make my son do some drawings.
Not make.
Yeah, no, I'm finna use him. He gotta pay daddy back, so I'm finna have him do some drawings. I'm going to fucking bring him in some of these spaces and tell his little sob story.
Download the app that
yeah. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. My son can't draw. So,
I mean, it's some pixels. Some simple shit that's NFTs. I could probably do one, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, shit. Anything. Not saying anything, but like, if it's, do something and call it art. Shit, who gonna
judge you? That's what's crazy about art. Art is so subjective. Like, yo, anybody can call anything art. Like, I could draw stick figures and be like, yo, this means this XYZ, and somebody will get it and be like, yeah, I want that. Like, what?
It speaks to me.
I've seen people just slap paint up on a canvas and just take a paintbrush and slap, and they're like, oh yeah, that's art. That's abstract art. Like, man, that's bullshit. Straight up. So I see people do that all the time. So, you know, I mean, let me tell you, I'm coming this close to like drawing stick figures and making it the NFT. And if I see any of y'all have stick figures,
I think you should try.
If I see any of y'all with stick figure NFTs, you better lawyer up, because you stole my idea. This is a recorded space.
Get out of here. What's up, Big T? See you. We got Big Hen. Lucky. What's going on, Lucky? Shell, Texas. Isaac. Crypto Goddess. What's going on, lady? Feel free to request a speaker position. Come join in the dialogue with us.
Yo, for real. Because Crypto Mom said for us to reach down there and pull some of y'all up, y'all got to come on now.
Yeah.
Crypto Mom had a whole dissertation about bringing other people up to talk, and now everybody want to sit down at the bottom and be quiet.
They just hear, like, it's, you know, some people listen to podcasts, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I ain't that interesting, though. So.
No, what? You're interesting, Coco. Stop.
I want to listen to us sit up here and shoot the shit.
How's it going, girls? How's it going, ladies, guys? What's going on?
What's going on, Akami? How are you?
I'm good. I'm here listening, taking a break. Because these faces are wearing me out, man. You don't understand. Oh, man. Dealing with characters. What? Dealing with characters and emotions and stuff like that is hard, man. It's hard. But it's good, you know. It's good. I do it because, you know, I love the community, man. I do it because of them. Try to bring some positivity and some, you know, it is what it is. But the NFT thing, man, is very interesting if you look into it. I'm learning myself because my daughter, she does digital art. But what I do realize with the NFTs is that they have to have a utility behind it, like something that you're doing that gives value to the NFT, you know? So like me and my daughter are talking about it, and she does good art, and she wants to do like donating part of the profits or whatever with the purchases or art programs and stuff like that for places that they don't have it. Like she, we're still running through it in our minds, but her heart is like donating for kids to learn art and music and stuff like that in schools that then they took the programs out and like donate money and supplies for that. So like, that's a good thing, but it takes time. I don't know the ins and outs. So I'm still figuring things out.
I think that's like one of the biggest things. Like, we so caught up in the crypto world, like as far as owning and buying and selling crypto. I personally have made my investments. I obviously add to them, but I think I'm gonna take a step back from the whole crypto verse and start learning on some other things that are going on in this arena, like NFTs, like Web3, like blockchain. I want to know more. Like, you could be so busy looking at one thing, you could miss opportunities in other areas. So I suggest everybody, you know, as you start growing in crypto, start branching out and start looking at other stuff. Like, you know, what is this NFT thing about? How does that even work? You know, what's Web3? What's that going to do for us? Like, it's so much more going on in this space other than just, you know, cocaine Inu. So.
That's fine. There's so much going on, even like realty. They have metaverse. You could be a realtor for the metaverse. Can you believe that? That's crazy. You can actually open up shop and sell real estate, digital real estate. That's actually out there. I was bugging out. I was like, what? Do I need a license? Can I just do it? What the hell?
And whether y'all believe it or not, like, our kids are doing this shit in Roblox.
Yes.
And that's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy, because I'm looking at my son's Roblox and like, what the fuck are you doing? This looks so terrible, like the graphics. He's like, nah, I can buy clothes. I can make clothes and sell clothes. I'm like, wait, what?
Yep.
Like, what are you doing? Like, and so it's crazy to see them play this pixelated game and them really being that excited about it. And it's actually like a precursor to what the metaverse is actually going to be like.
So Crypto Simba, I can do all this leverage, know how to yield farm, stake. But my son asked me, my six-year-old, how do I play as a turtle in Minecraft? I'm like, I don't know how to do this. Like, right. Someone help me.
Like, I don't
even know. Hey, Marmar. Hey, Okami. Cytomask is so revolutionary, it's getting attacked by bots daily. And if they could get into the app.
Thanks, Slim. We really wanted to give you a chance.
Marmar, it's come to this. They're naming us now.
No,
that sucks.
But like I said, I can't tell you all my spaces.
Marmar, Okami.
You heard that? I was like, oh, no, nah, come on. Like, guy, please.
Okami came up here for a break.
I'm telling you. And then I hear the girl. No, but you should have seen the other day. I don't want to make it about him, but this is funny. I'm in the space, and suddenly comes out the pig wolf or some crazy nonsense. I'm like, what? Who the hell is this? And then we realized who it was, so we knocked them out. After that, oh my gosh, it was just tweet after tweet after tweet of pictures of a wolf and a pig and all kinds of nonsense. And I just smiled at him. I laughed and I left it alone. So
it's sad. I do need Mr. Grapes to change that graphic because that shit do like a pig wolf, like straight up. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh, so that's where you got it from.
We can say a lot of things about Slim. He ain't wrong about that shit. That part looked like a wolf.
Yeah, that is funny. That's where you get it from. I was wondering. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
Clowning that graphic ever since it came out, and I was like, damn, that shit do like a pig wolf. So I can't even get mad at it.
It does. No, I can't. That's facts right there. That's facts. I can't even. I'm like, what happened?
Slim is hilarious to me. I don't take him seriously, so I don't like. He's not gonna make me go sell my bag because of what he's talking about. So I don't really. So he can talk. It's funny to me. I just laugh. At first, I probably took him a little more seriously, and then I started listening to me in space. I said, "Bro, he's a real life psychopath, but a character at the same time." So it's like funny, like so. You know, I just take all what he's talking about with a grain of salt. But that shit do like a pig wolf, though, straight up.
Yeah, listen, it's fast, man. I can't even say no. Or it's like they shaved the hair off the tail. I don't know what happened.
Man,
that's okay. That's okay. They're gonna update it.
We'll go to Crypto Crane Gang and then Baroness VGX. Crypto Crane Gang.
Actually want to ask you, what were the two different names you said about the Bored Apes? Because that was pretty interesting that you couldn't pick which one was the legit one. I'm actually looking it up now, that's why I'm.
Yeah, so he got it from Bored Ape Teen Club. Is that a scam?
It's going to be the Bored Ape Yacht Club is the one that's the legit one.
That's what I told him, too. Because I seen Bored Ape Yacht Club on, like, the rankings. It was, like, number 3 or something. And he went and got that. I mean, everybody got to go through there, you know. Let me learn phases with the crypto and the NFTs.
I want to make sure you guys knew which one was the right one.
I appreciate it.
What's up, Baroness?
Hey, guys. I was just thinking, listening for a bit. And, I think it was Marmar that was just talking about how he was going to simmer down from looking at crypto as investments and more into like development and technology.
Nah, that was a Simba. I love crypto too much. I'm a crypto at the moment. I'll branch out when I'm millionaire, all right?
Okay.
These cryptos need to take off, damn it. I can't be switching up now.
Well, I mean, it's the two sides of the same coin. In reality, when we think about crypto, we're delving into blockchain technology into a financial system versus we're trying to look at crypto blockchain technology going into what other goods in the world can we implement it into. And when we talk about NFTs, which a lot of us kind of get sidetracked or we get hung up on what's at face value, and I want to put like a earworm in everyone just to think about a little bit of history of, you know, radio waves, technology came out, the very first image we saw on the television, which was black and white, was actually Felix the cat. Now, for hours, this stupid statue was rotated under heat lamps and being broadcasted for days just to get the frequency set up to where it was cookie cutter across the world and every screen. So when we think of blockchain technology and we're trying to use imagery, it's suggestive for, we're hung up on the currency side of the coin, but we're also trying to develop something that would be able to suffice in, you know, our checks and balances on the back end, making sure that it checks with the blockchain, it checks with contracts, it checks with, you know, whatever wallet system that we're bridging it with to get into your pocket. But the transferability and so forth is just that. It takes us back to, you know, the 1930s. And then when if you continue on with the idea of, like, you know, Disney's, the very first animated cartoon was Steamboat Willie, which was black and white that implemented actual sound. It was a very short clip, but they added on to the data that was able to be transferred across the screens, because everything was silent picture, motion picture. And they added into additional data, which that's what an NFT is, you know, it has different variables to its assets, but it's contracted into being authenticated onto the, from the blockchain. So you end up thinking more about how we have gone through this systematic growth throughout history of our technology, and how we're able to bring from point A to B, you know, across the world. And there's reasons that we do the things that we do. It doesn't have to actually be meanings of, you know, what the people like. It's just the fact of, does it work? So that was just my little, you know, earworm for the day.
Thank you. We appreciate it. It's definitely a lot to take in, because it's just like the possibilities, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you for giving me that soda.
Now I feel like I killed the vibe of the room, but I appreciate everybody
you
for listening.
I think Barrett is most of the people up here is like actually in between work and listening. I just got a call. That's why I was like, wait, I missed everything you just said. You got to DM me all that. Which, because I'm very interested in that, but I think most of us here in between work and listening into this thing. So no, you ain't killed a vibe. You good?
Yeah, I was over here trying to post something to my business Instagram, so that way I could feel a little productive today. But no, most definitely appreciate you coming up. The thing is, too, some of it be like information overload. So, like, when you were diving into like Web3 and things like that, what steps did you take to, and what peaked? Like, what was it that was like, oh shoot, that made you want to kind of like get in more?
Oh gosh, so. I'm a long-term investor in the general stock market and so forth. And when people started to break out into, you know, creating their own projects for crowdsourcing, I took my old school train of thought into like business models, makeups, and kind of looked at it that way for when I was going to invest into, you know, a crypto project, because the structure is all the same, but it's digitized. And when I was looking more into, you know, the NFT space, because that, gosh, that was always just a concept, but now it started to turn more into a mainstream thing. But I get turned off, my eyes glaze over when people talk about, you know, imagery. And it's just, you know, I have a deep, what I just spoke about was the deeper concentration of like why this is necessary, but yet people are going to strictly be hung up on it. Like, I look at it from the, you know, 1990s, 1993 aspect of it. You know, blockchain technology actually came out only roughly 10 years after 1999 of the Web 2 came out. So, gosh. Try and put it into more perspective. Like, I have kids that I do a lot of tutoring just because I love kids. They're so innocent, even though they're little asshats. but I used to be a tutor called Tutors for Computers with the No Child Left Behind Bush Act. So I would go to house, and the one thing that I have a background in is like computer technology and so forth. So I was teaching them general HTML, JavaScript, Java. And that turned into actual coding classes that are going on within the school system nowadays. So, yes, you talk about kids playing Roblox and so forth. And that's just the basics of it, of being able to create their own code and the creating their own coding language and working off of that. And when you think about coding languages, people can, you can swap out a word for it. You could say rose, but somebody else's same transitive operation, they can change out that keyword and say the color blue. But as long as the structure is all there and the same, that's where the subjectiveness of how our language, coding language, or what we actually see can be the different, but it's the same thing. So instead of using words, we're using images now. And I'm going on a tangent. I'm so sorry, but just to get into it is I try to get more back down to my grassroots. And what I'm trying to explain to kids is the same thing of grassroots, of that they can think outside the box, be creative, but there's always a structure to it that you have to really delve down into. And once you get those, you know, the basis into a habitual train of thought, or, you know, habitual form of a context of how you want to move forth and like create your own items, that right there is opens up the doors for everything. Everything's just an aha moment.
Thank you for that. What's going on, Texas? I've seen you joined us. Big hand.
What's going on, y'all? I'm sorry.
Yeah, like what's going on?
Bruh, we've been calling your name for 15 minutes. What you doing?
No, listen. Check this out. I'm over here doing multiple things. I'm at work. It's busy in the store. So I'm trying to help customers, and I'm listening in. I do apologize. I heard y'all call me. I went to press the button and speak real quick, but I had to get the customers out of here real quick. But how's everybody doing today? Hopefully everybody's enjoying the space hosted by the amazing ladies, Erica, Chocolate, Zero, what's going on, Marmar, Corey, what's going on, you know, hopefully a lot of information that's provided here today, everybody enjoying it, you know.
Well, we're going to let you get back to work. You can throw it.
I'm pretty sure that's what everybody's doing. Everybody in here, they want to listen and speak, but we at our respected jobs and, you know, right, businesses doing whatever Monday. We do. Yeah, it's a Monday. So, you know, Mondays be the worst days. Nobody like a Monday. That's the first day of the week and everybody engaging in different things. And, you know, it is what it is. But I'm really, really enjoying the conversations that you ladies are having with everybody. Everybody's coming up and being able to provide different perspectives of how they feel about NFTs and crypto. It's amazing. I love this conversation. That's why I always come in here and sit back and let you ladies, you know, control the room. This y'all space. So, you know, I'm just here listening just like the viewers.
Well, thank you for joining us. You know, feel free to pop in whenever you get a chance. We don't go to Big Hen. What's going on? How you doing today?
What's up? Y'all doing all right? I don't know if y'all can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you. We doing well.
I got my headset on and I'm at work trying to sell a car. I was selling a car at the moment. I had the space open, but the customer's gone now. They drove off for a nice little while.
Nice.
But somebody asked, I think Erica asked, how can you track NFTs? The way you can track it, you go to OpenSea and you can type in the artist or the group that runs it. You can type their name in and you can literally, it's just like Etherscan. It's the same thing. It's just like Etherscan, but this one you can actually verify who they are. You can take the contract address. It's the same thing. You can take their address and copy and paste it onto Etherscan. And obviously there's different blockchains that use for NFTs. You know, a lot of them, I'm not that big into it, but there is different blockchains that use NFTs as well that you can use for the same thing for tracking. But OpenSea is one of the biggest ones that's out there. Then you have Rarible is another one that people use to track NFTs. And then on the outside of that, too, you can look at the rarity.tools to see how rare that NFT is. So if you're a big fan of 48 Yacht Club, you can see how rare, if you have one, you can see how rare yours is compared to the others that's out there and uniqueness. So it depends on how much you're going to, the person is willing to spend or how much you're willing to spend on that NFT. But the whole gist of NFT, which I'm excited about and I can't wait for it, is the gaming side of it. And then music too is going to be bananas too. So on the gaming side of it, somebody who's already done it beforehand, I always use their name because Axie Infinity, I'm always upset about them because I had bought for $7, had 2,000 shares of it, I would say, or I own 2,000 tokens of it. And that son of a gun spiked to 156 when I sold off at $20. So it sucks, but it's all good. But what makes that game so great, it's a play-to-earn game. And they have different NFTs created for that game, and you can use them as attachments. And then once you attach that NFT in the game by connecting your wallet and all of that and interacting with it, you can grow your little monster or whatever you want to call it. You can grow that little, I call it monsters. They have a different name for it. I can't remember, but I call it monsters. And you can build it up over time, sort of like Pokemon. It's just like Pokemon. You can build your Pokemon up. And you could turn around and disconnect your wallet and your NFT could be literally one of the top ranks in the game and somebody is willing to pay for it, right? And now you're making money off your NFT as well as what you are doing inside the game. Sort of like how they do it with PlayStation Now, how NBA 2K is huge or Madden is huge and that person's profile or that person's character is built up so big and people are willing to pay money for that person, you know, or the game itself. So it's just like that, how I'm looking at it on the gaming side. You have collectibles like Board 8 Yacht Club, which is something different, pieces of it. That's literally just having a community. So like if all of us was in here to create a collectible and we pushed it out there and somebody was supporting it, that's well-known name, and we all own our own NFT, we can literally just say, hey, you know, if you're part of this club, you know, you get this perk and all that other stuff. So that's what collectibles do. And then you have your one-on-ones, like sort of like Jordans. If you pay attention to Jordans, your one-on-ones are your baddest boys in the game. You know, if I'm carrying a shoe and it's limited, you know what I mean? And it's out there and somebody wants it, they're going to have to pay the money for it because it's one of a kind. So it's just like that. With NFTs is going to come out like that. So it's pretty cool. There's a whole damn story behind them, but I'm excited.
What game is this again?
Which game? Axie Infinity?
Oh, is that, that's the one that you could build up your character?
Yeah, you can build up your little monster and put little attachments on it and all that stuff. And then once it comes out, you can literally resell it for more than what you bought it for.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. And you said, is it Rarity Sniper?
Yeah, you can use your Rarity Sniper. That's another one. Depends if that NFT collection put it on there. So it depends on which one they use.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends where they place their collection.
Thanks for that.
So you got Rarity.tools, and then you have Rarity Sniper.
Okay, I'm going to look up both of them. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks, Big Kim. I appreciate that. I guess that kind of answers. So anybody can sell. So just because it said Board of Ape Teen Club versus Board of Ape Yacht Club, both of them can be legit then.
In a way, you gotta watch out because, like, there's one. If you instead of putting board, like your board outside, but you put a board on the ground, if you look up the board on the ground, so Board of Yates Yacht Club, they have that live right now because people probably spelt it wrong or didn't know. And all they did was snap a picture of the original Board Ape Yacht Club, and they're selling it right now. And they could be spamming people all day long, and it's worth nothing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is good info for when I'm ready to buy an NFT. I don't have an NFT yet, but I do appreciate
it. Hey, I got a question about all that, too, real quick. If it's the legit by the Board Ape Yacht Club developers, shouldn't, no matter what the name is, they should be verified on OpenSea?
They should be.
I said they're verified on OpenSea. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're on OpenSea, okay. They're verified. Yeah.
All right. So as long as that board team yacht, whatever, that her friend bought, as long as that's verified on OpenSea, then that's the legit one.
Yeah, and you would know because once you go into it, it's, the damn thing is worth, I think the cheapest one is like 69 ETH.
So, right, and then also too, they're going to have their, they should, most of them have their Twitter page handle on their page on OpenSea. So you should be able to click on it and get to their actual Twitter page from there too. So
one thing I'll touch on before I'll just close my mouth because I'm not lucky and don't want to speak. There is also scams out there I would watch out for. One of them that I almost got caught up in, you know, obviously people are gunning for NFTs and opportunities, right? There is one that was out there where you can get an NFT and the second you clicked onto it and were trying to mint, the second you connected your wallet, they were snatching. So they took your wallet, they took your money, everything, because you connected your wallet, so they had access to it and all. So that's another one too. So just be careful of new NFTs coming out. It's just like rug pulls, the same thing, but just be careful just not to connect your wallet to anything. Just verify it, run through it, make sure everything is smooth and clean cut, and if it is, then you proceed and invest.
This is happening on OpenSea that they can snag that from, or are you saying a third-party website?
Nah, same thing, bro. Hell yeah, any of them. When you connect to it, it's just like connecting to Uniswap. It's the same thing.
It's a third-party vendor.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lucky. How you doing today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
So I want to maybe talk about where I get excited with NFTs and more of my mindset on probably why I personally don't invest in kind of these more type of art NFTs and where I'm waiting for the market to go. I mean, obviously, I think everyone, well, if you don't understand NFT, you always need a buyer, right, to a seller. So that's the difference between, cryptocurrency and where there's always a market that you can sell at. It's typically always liquid, but with an NFT, you need someone to buy off of you for the most part. Where I get excited is when NFTs will hit the traditional financial space. And, you know, the best example I like to use is, you know, for investment properties, when NFTs will become digital and we as participants will be able to buy into an NFT that's providing an asset that is pulling in liquidity that we'll get paid back on, right? So like, my favorite use case is I can't wait for the day where I can go buy the house across the street, sell fractional shares on the blockchain. There's no middleman. You buy into this smart contract, and then, you know, the rent payment that we're bringing in then gets, you know, distributed back out to the owners of the NFT through the digital blockchain. Like, I get excited around those things. I still struggle a lot with the NFTs that are floating around today, and this is just me and my subjective opinion, right? It's, you know, I look for things that provide me either ways to leverage or collateralize off of, so I can continue to build that wealth or that bag for the future, or I look for things that are paying back out. And, you know, I think there are some NFTs that now are creating DAOs, and, you know, they'll be paying back out like shareholders, which is exciting to see. But, you know, it's definitely a thing that, you know, you want to be thinking about as you're investing in NFTs and really what the value is. It's no different than going to buy a piece of art from a art store, or, you know, from a garage sale and trying to flip it, or a nice bottle of wine that might appreciate over time. So it's all people's investing strategy. And if it's part of your bag, it's totally cool. And if it's not, then you understand why. And it's just making sure the community knows what they're getting into.
Word. So when you say like looking, do you have like any examples of any NFTs that pay back?
I've heard of a couple. I have them somewhere because we've held some sessions around NFTs where when you buy into the NFT, the funds are essentially going to like a DAO, and the DAO itself will go invest the money and then pay back. You're pretty much buying into like a hedge fund, and they'll pay back if you own the NFT and a percentage of the fund itself. So the difference, the cool thing of that versus a cryptocurrency is, you know, if the floor price to get into something is consistent, then you're not subject to kind of the market volatility of the coin and how, you know, supply and demand can work. You know, I've always wanted to start this. So this is something that I've been talking to with someone, is like, I want to start an NFT where, let's say the entry price is $100 for everyone. And I always sell that all NFTs at $100. And all that, all those $100 would go into a DAO, and that DAO then would go out and invest for you. And then whatever we make would go back out to the shareholders proportionally. So more of like a free, not a free, a fair market entry for anyone coming in, and for participants to all come in at the same price, right? So like, that's one example, right? But there are things like that that are starting to come to the market, and you're going to see more like that. So it's cool because it's just another way to enter into things with mass amounts of people and pull liquidity together to do things that maybe someone with $10 won't be able to do. But when you take 10 times 1,000, you're able to do certain things or get into certain projects or get into certain barriers of entries. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, now that you kind of broke it down that way, I actually am able to put the pieces together, and I actually am interested. Like, I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, that's why the investment property is my favorite, right? Like, you know, if I told you guys, like, hey, I'm going to buy this house across the street for $100,000, and if anyone wants to put in $10, you know, you can get a share, you can get a payment back on whatever the rent is proportional to the $100,000 that you put in. And then the nice thing is with how these smart contracts work and why you get out of this traditional finance space is, one, you don't have to worry about lenders, brokers, mortgage papers, right? It's all through the digital blockchain. I mean, obviously there's things to work out with all this, but you know, if you sell that in that smart contract, you might get a perpetuity forever. Like, you still might get a percent of that cut forever, knowing that you were the first owner. So there's just all these different ideas that can stem from NFTs that we haven't even scraped or touched upon. Most people equate them to art because that's what's flooded on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat. But there's so many more use cases that are out there that we haven't even scratched the surface on yet.
Wow. Thank you for that. I definitely got like a different perspective, and actually, like, I like it, like the way that you described that. You know, we're in the business of making money, but at least it's like not just one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, I guess what my perception of like NFTs is right now is like, okay, if I buy an NFT, then I sit on it until somebody else might want to buy it or offer me like a higher price for it. But since you said that, like, hold on.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, that's how someone should be thinking about it, especially with the NFTs that people tend to think about, right? I mean, Bored Ape Yacht Club has a floor base because that's what people want to pay for right now. But that floor price, you know, what happens is someone could reduce that floor price. And typically what happens is if it's a strong community, the community will ensure that the floor price stays strong so it doesn't tank the other NFTs around it. But I mean, you said it exactly right. Like, it's really you buying and just hoping someone else would buy higher than you bought in, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I see Baroness, you have your hand up, and then we're going to go to Human. Or if you guys, you know, you can pretty much just jump into the conversation. We're just chilling today.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you again. I was just thinking about, first of all, going further, I wish Beth, I forgot her actual name, was in here. She had an awesome project. She was talking about NFTs being, as far community goes, purchasing and minting an NFT actually got you into a space within the community where like certain like psychological licensed psychiatry care for people's mental health and so forth would be able to partake into, you know, like a membership and so forth. So I thought that was cool. It's almost like just every day going and getting a gym membership and, you know, paying your monthly subscription. But this, the NFTs were kind of a form of it, even though it was an image, it was just your certificate of saying, like, I'm a member. But another thing that I was looking into, everyone talks about rug pulls within the NFT space or issues, and they might leave a bad taste in the mouth. But in reality, it's just the devs. You know, we're so early into it that if we did any more, anything more intricate than images and now music, that it would be just a huge clusterfuck. Pardon my French there. But, you know, talking about the Bored Apes, because everyone, I mean, that's the most relevant within the spaces that's successful. Let's just talk about someone ended up purchasing it back in the day where the minting and so forth, but the ape itself was like 7 cents. That would be the original contract that was within the blockchain. I believe this happened sometime beginning of this year where somebody was trying to pass along because, you know, when you mint, you don't just mint one. The rule of thumb is to mint three, one for keeping, one for saving, or one for saving, one for showing, and one is to sell, you know, to always skim off the top. But someone was selling it. And they decided to go ahead and go through, I believe it was OpenSea, and it wasn't the OpenSea themselves, but the way that they did their development was, you know, the price of gas fees nowadays are so implemental that when they originally posted, they goofed up on the back end, like through the process, but the initial OpenSea contract was at a certain X amount of dollars. You know, there's a lot of people in the space that are smarter or less, you know, less intellectual how to go about purchasing an NFT. So, you know, knowing is half the battle, thus my character Baroness. But people will end up going in the back end, seeing that the original entitlement to that NFT was 7 cents. So you've heard about that person saying that there's a rug pull in the sale of a Bored Ape and was able to get one sold at 7 cents just because someone was lazy to do their due diligence and correct and pay the gas fee to remove an old contract from the original blockchain transaction. So when it comes to like buying NFTs and so forth, I'm kind of worried about, you know, transition between that, because for you to be an NFT holder versus if you want to make money off of it, you have to be able to research and educate yourself into being, you know, in within the space of being a developer in some form. And that's just a caveat. And then another is if you're looking into projects that are trying to, you know, crowdsource, get minting, a lot of people that are, you know, very fast developers. I mean, you can create a project within 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be good art. Actually, in fact, there was a person that was crowdsourcing in 15 minutes, got a working NFT stuck up there, but there was no art attached to it. He crowdsourced enough people that actually had funds to make $20 million where they went to mint, and he never airdropped product to them, but it was his money. So it was, you know, the investor's issue, not his.
And she brought up a damn good idea or situation that reminded me of cryptocurrency itself too, where knowing a little bit what the developer knows based on like smart contracts and how it's written and pushed into the network, because we all know about a situation that happened recently and everybody, a few people went based off of strength on somebody's word, right? And, you know, obviously not all of us knew how to read a smart contract and got caught up in a way, right? So, I mean, that's wild how manipulation can be made and how they can rug us in a way, you know. I hope that many of us that do get better with reading smart contracts and handling smart contracts and stuff like that can come together and teach others, even new investors, a little bit, you know, so they can go into the Etherscan and look at it a little bit and scan through just with the how would I say, the blueprint part of it, so they can avoid getting caught up on a rug pull or a honeypot. I think that's, you know, a lot of us go based on teams being doxxed or tokenomics or white paper, you know, or they're an LLC. I don't care about none of that stuff. To me personally, I don't care about none of that stuff, because a smart contract, if somebody owns it and it's live and open and it's not renounced, they can do whatever they want. That's the owner, you know, and they're not trackable. They're still anonymous. If they don't say that's my wallet, right? And then on the other aspect is the liquidity on the currency side. You know, liquidity is wide open and we can see our wallet has the entire thing sitting in there. And even if they say it's locked and they don't have proof of it being locked, I'm getting the hell up out of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that, and one thing I would say, and I say it in the other spaces after listening to Shaka and the rest of them, like the downfall was, I wish I knew ahead of time, because I went off of somebody's trust that I was able to tell others so they could get the hell up out of there. Because I didn't know that many people was in there. I'm being dead ass serious. I didn't know until everybody started talking. I was like, oh snap, boy, they got the whole Saitama crew. You know, they got the whole Saitama crew, boy. But if I knew that, I probably would have spoke up a little bit more about it. But like, I had mentioned it about the liquidity around like Eastern time, around like 2:30, I think it was, 2 o'clock. I want to say around there. And then I had mentioned it earlier in the space in the morning with Tony. And, you know, and he told me everything is good. It's locked for 3 years. And I went off of strength, off of trust. And now I learned that you can't go off of strength, off of trust. I didn't invest in because I wanted to see if it was locked already before making a move. But I could have protected others if I was really paying attention, if that makes sense.
And really quick, because when you say liquidity, like, is there, correct me if I'm wrong, can you lock it before or after?
You can lock it before. Yeah. You can lock it before the launch. Yeah. You can implement it into the contract, or you can do it yourself through Uniswap. And it's locked away, and they can't do anything until the timer is set up, which is Uniswap's locker or whatever. So it depends on how you do it. If they put it in a contract, it'll deploy itself. They'll do it. They'll do the action. If they don't, they can do it themselves. If they have ownership, right? If they didn't renounce or anything like that, they just lock it away and be good. So it's depending on how you do it.
This is an amazing conversation. I put out a poll yesterday, and I asked, you know, everybody in the community. I mean, a poll is still out there, so if you have the opportunity, you can go check it out on my page. But I put out a poll and asked community, what do they like to see when they come across a brand new project, and how do they invest? What gravitates them to the project? And, you know, it was either the utility, the innovation, the dev team, the community, and a variable different things. I'm gonna ask everybody in here, if you have the opportunity one by one, when you're looking in a project, what is it that that gravitates you to a brand new project outside of just word of mouth?
I can go. So me, I'll just use Paratoken, for example, for this one, because that one, and this is why it's kind of hard for me about the liquidity lock first or after, because that token is legit as it can be today. And they had to wait a whole 24 hours because the launch was so great that they had other stuff that they had to do first, and then they ended up locking liquidity. So that's why it's really hard for me to really tell. It's kind of like go with what at the end of the day, for that part, it's like go with what you feel you need to do to protect yourself. Because it could vary, locked or not, this and that. It's either you're going to invest or you're not. But something that I look in the new projects is big time transparency. One thing that kind of set the standard for me moving forward is like, I ask for the devs to, if they can, just do a expense tracker. That I really do like a lot. I like to know. If stuff is getting moved around, you don't got to go in depth with it, but just say, hey, we paid for, let's say, marketing. We paid for the certificate. You know, stuff like that shows me that, you know, I know when if they have the reflections going, you know, into the marketing wallet instead of being into ETH, where they would have to sell off some of the token to pay for certain stuff. I would want to know why that dip came and where it went to. And that's a big takeaway for me. I know not a lot of projects do it, but I really do wish a lot of them would. But yeah, that's all.
I'm sorry, y'all. I was having some technical difficulties. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Zero.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. But yeah, that was a good point you was making, Mama.
What about everybody else? Anybody else has any a way how they invest in these new projects?
What I was going to say is first I need to have me a couple extra dollars that I'm going to want to throw in to a project. That's first things first. Because without that, I'm not looking anywhere but straight. Honestly. But secondly, it's just like, you know, the utility, like what, you know, what are they offering? I mean, I think right now a lot of us kind of burned out on the whole swap thing. So now I'm kind of like looking out for what's the next best, like what's the next new thing, like very, like being innovative in the space, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm looking out for. And then if that's, and then things that kind of align with like my core, like my values, just like my everyday, like what I do in my everyday life anyway. So, one project that I really do have my eye on is charity, just because it deals with the charity, you know, bringing charity into the crypto space. So I like that just because, you know, all throughout the year, giving back is something that we just do anyway. So I'm like, now this is something that I could see myself getting involved in. And I just, you know, I just support their movement. So. That's pretty much what I'm looking out for.
You know, it's so sad, man. And I talked about it earlier this morning. A young man from Sherry reached out to me to help promote the token. And at the time, you know, I was still brand new to crypto. I wasn't as knowledgeable as I was now. I had an idea a little bit, right? He reached out to me and I said no, because, you know, obviously I didn't know the young man like that. I met him one time or two times on the spaces and he came up with the charity token. I was like, nah, I can't do it, bro. So then you got another situation where a young man comes to me about a token and I've known him in the spaces for like, what, 2-3 weeks? So I got to know who this person is and trust their word a little bit, right? Because they've been spitting out other tokens out there. But again, I'm still going to fall back and not invest until I got it on my I's and crossed all my T's, right? But the one thing that I'm upset about is if I had took the time out to hear that young man out, I would have been in a different position and not missed out on Sherry, you know? And then I would have trusted somebody in the aspect of knowing them a little bit, and I would have got myself in a situation where there was a rug pull. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that I say when I'm looking into a project or looking into things, that I would now take the time out to really look at all projects, not just because somebody says this is a good token or whatever it is. I'll look at it, everything as a whole. You know, I'll go into who runs the projects, the developers. Okay. I'll look up how many social medias is open for me to go look and talk to them. You know, hopefully, you know, majority of them is Telegram that they start up on. And now I'm seeing Twitter. That's another source of them starting up on because of spaces and all of that. So hopefully I can talk to them and ask them questions, right? The next step I would do is look at their website and see how the website looks. Then I'll take their contract, I'll copy it on Etherscan, even if they're not live yet, where you can put it on Token Sniffer, you still can see the contract onto the Etherscan, and you don't have to look at the code version if you don't know how to read code. I still don't a little bit, but you can look over to the read side. It's already broken down for you on what you can look at and understanding that aspect of how it works. And if you don't know something, then I just go find somebody that knows and ask them the questions, right? That's what I've done so far in my research, right? Then I'll go look at the tokenomics. Then I'll go look at the white paper. You know, then I start, once all the stuff is crossed out one step at a time, then I move to the next part. If something is missing, like say for instance, okay, it's locked liquidity, but the contract is still live where they didn't renounce the contract. So then I'll just ask them about that and what's going on with that. And they say, hey, we locked the liquidity, all this stuff. We're not trying to do a honeypot or anything like that, but we have to leave it open just to do this, that, da, 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 da. And then obviously, I go verify with somebody that's very knowledgeable of contracts and how it works. And if it's verified a little bit, then maybe I'll jump in that moment. But there's so much that I do that I have to get crossed off first before I make a move. I don't care about being first. I'd rather be second, third than the first one that got rugged. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I look at it right now, based on crossing my T's and dotting my I's first, whatever, right? So, but Charity, that when you brought that up, that's something that I freaking punched myself in the face for. I'm invested in it now, but I could have got in a little early.
Well, you know, at least you're in, you know what I'm saying? And you know, with everything that you said that you do, which, you know, your DD process, it checked out. So, you know, it's all in your time. What's going on? I see Sunshine in here. Coco for Crypto. Hey, girl. Genesis, what's going on? I'm just like listening on some familiar faces. Hi, Annie. So, what else y'all got going on? I'm sorry. I'm just kind of like chilling.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for letting me speak. I wanted to kind of touch bases on, I know it's simple and I know it's like, but for my new people, my newbies in crypto, because I just had to talk to this with my sister, it's understanding the differences between DeFi and CeFi. And so like having her go through that process of like, of decentralization to buy a token was extremely exhausting for me to explain to her, okay, you got to buy a wallet, you got to go, you know, convert your money into BNB and, you know, kind of go about it that way, and helping her really read the charts and really understand what that means, because, you know, everybody's expecting for March for crypto to go back up. So, you know, the perfect time to invest is right now. And so I was, you know, telling her all about, you know, what's been going on. She, I don't know if y'all have been following my Twitter or not, but I recently kind of looking at Dots, read the white paper, got in contact with the developer, Brandon. And I told my sister that was the coin to purchase, the token to purchase, and she like won a giveaway. So I was like, girl, kudos, look at all this money you got now. and so just kind of helping her read the charts, like what's the, and me, I'm an educator. So I'm all about making things as simple as possible. So what are some ways you explain to people how to read the candlelight chart, the candlestick charts, because I'm used to reading the regular stock charts, but how do you explain to people how to read those candlestick charts?
It's the same way in the stock market. The only difference is it's more volatile on cryptocurrencies. And then obviously you got to pay attention to Bitcoin and Ethereum, because obviously everybody says, like they say, it moved most of your smart contracts or projects move in the direction of Ethereum and Bitcoin, because they're still in a way attached to it, right? So if Ethereum goes down in price, then obviously most of your tokens will go down in price because of how liquidity is set up, mm-hmm. right? Because they always got to move in the same direction because of the amount of money that's supplied. So if one side is $100 and the other side is $100, if one shift downward, the other one has to adjust to shift with the other one, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Nope, it makes perfect sense.
To keep the liquidity pool the same. And when it's sitting in a pool of water, you want to use it as an example. But reading the chart is no different than stock market, right? So you have a green candle. It depends on where you placed it at, right? You put it in a 5-minute, 15-minute, 1 hour, 2 hours, a day. I use a daily chart because I'm not trading like that. I just like to look at it and what it's doing throughout the day. Obviously, if it's green, that means the buyers are winning right now. So the buyers are winning over the sellers, right? And it's starting to go in green and going up, right? And obviously that's a bullish candle. And if it's obviously going in the red, when it's starting off on a 24 hour, or depending on how you're looking at it, I'm looking at 24 hour, that means for that day, it's going to be the sellers winning. So the sellers is going to become a bear market a little bit in that day, right? So just depending on how you're looking at it. So that means it's going down. That means sellers are winning. That's all it is. And I look at it in a way, oh, time to buy. You know what I'm saying? Versus time to sell. You
know? Right.
Yeah. When it's in that red candle. So that's really what it is. Unless somebody else wants to chime in on that.
We were going to ask Miss Sunshine
What does she think as far as this being a bull market? Do you think that's what we're in right now? We just asking everybody's opinions.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Sunshine.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, depending on where you are. So I am definitely will always be a bull. So I don't want to give short term advice. I don't care when you ask me, I'll always be a bull. You know, Bitcoin can be, you know, in a descending triangle for 3 months straight and I'll still be a bull. So can't really give, you know, my opinion on that too much. But I do think that in regards to short term, obviously, I don't think that we'll go straight up. I do think we will consolidate a little bit and then might have another smaller dip. And then I do think that, you know, we'll see more all-time highs this year, definitely, and maybe short term as well. But I love this space. I definitely try to stop by when I see you guys up. I know there was a conversation about new projects and what to look for. And I love that you guys are teaching that because there's so many people who are new to crypto. And I wish this was around, you know, years ago, but, you know, props to you guys for having that now. I love this space again. But I think that somebody mentioned that something in here about diversifying, and I wholeheartedly agree. You never want to marry any project. You never want to be so emotionally attached to any one project, whether I'll just leave the smaller projects out. Let's say, you know, even Bitcoin or Ethereum or anything, you know, any altcoin, whether it's Chainlink, Polkadot, HVN, you know, Sol, whatever it is, don't marry any one project. Always have an exit strategy set up. And never get greedy when you reach the point that you told yourself 6 months or a year ago, like, hey, when I hit this number, I'm going to take profits or I'm going to cash out or whatever the case is. You definitely don't want to do that because that's how a lot of people lose. Sometimes, you know, people will buy a project, they'll get in super early, they'll ride it all the way to the top, and then they'll ride it right back down, and then they'll be all mad because they didn't sell. Don't let that happen to you. Always set up an exit strategy. I think that that's not talked about as often in cryptos, Twitter, any projects, nothing. I personally, no matter what project I hold, it's always my moon bag. Once I hit a certain X, I always take out my initial and some profits, and then I let the rest ride, or I swing trade it, or however I do it. And then also just make sure you have different wallets for different things. That way, you know, you're not putting yourself at any type of risk. If God forbid you click on the wrong link or somebody, you know, sends you a phishing scam, like a token or anything of that nature, just put your safety first. And don't trust people. Don't send anybody your seed phrase, obviously. Don't give out any personal information, don't do any of that. And if somebody asks you for that personal information of any sort, then that's the person that you don't want to be around. I think there's so many scams out here. There's so many people who talk about, hey, I want to teach you XYZ or whatever the case is. I've come across those before as well. But in reality, they just want to scam you in any way they can. So definitely, you know, look out for that stuff. Also, Bitcoin's at 44.3. I'm loving life today. and that's it.
So, Sunshine, I'm going to ask you this quick question. Well, we're seeing that Bitcoin is increasing in prices these first 2 weeks. Do you feel like the bull market is about to start very soon, or just sitting back, seeing what Bitcoin and all these other projects are doing?
I think that, so again, I don't want to 100% answer that question because in my eyes, we're always in a bull market, but that's just me. I'm, you know, Bitcoin maxi, right? So I will never admit that we're in a bear market. But I do think that we will start to see some uptrends. Obviously, nothing goes up all at once, you know, forever. Something that I've learned over the years is when everybody, literally everybody on crypto Twitter or in real life or whatever is talking about, hey, crypto's going up, Bitcoin's going to hit all new all-time highs, XYZ, that is the stage you probably want to take profits. Don't forget that, because if you don't, somebody else will. Yeah, but I do think that, you know, yeah, absolutely. I do think that we're going to see some new highs. I do encourage people to diversify your portfolios regardless of what type of projects you want to get into. For example, there's this newer project I recently got into over the last, I'd say, few weeks. It's called XPR, not XRP, XPR. I really like what they're doing and, you know, heavily invested. And I do think that, you know, over the course of the next, you know, few years, I think they'll definitely be up there. So, like I said, just, and that wasn't a shill, just throwing that out there. just diversify your project, your portfolios, 100%.
We appreciate it. Yes, I love hearing from you, Sunshine.
Thank you.
I know I'm excited for the bull market. If y'all bought as many dips this go round, should be
excited. Listen, I bought the dips dip, and okay. It's dipped. So I'm dipped out. So I'm ready.
Brown Sugar, have you seen that one meme where, you know, it's some guy like really scrunching his face, and it says something like, when you buy the dip, but it keeps dipping.
Share it with me. Tag me.
I think I did.
I swear, like, that's me. I'm listening. I'm looking like, what? That's happened to me. Like, you know what? I'm done. I am done. Done.
You know, I'm telling you, just like 2 weeks ago, I was, if I've been in other spaces with you guys or with anybody, I was sitting there telling people, look into Q&T. Obviously, I will never tell somebody to buy something, but I was telling people, look into Q&T, look into it, do your research. It was sitting at, like, I think $88 or $89, and like a week and a half later, it's at $160. I'm just saying, what? Like, there's a lot of projects out there that will do this. That are on really good dips. Like, also, there was another project that I was, you know, talking about constantly. It's called Phantasma Soul, S-O-U-L. If you've been in my Twitter spaces, I don't host any, but if you've seen me in any, I was talking about it. It was sitting at a dollar. It was on a dip at $1.25 or something, I think, or $1.20s. I don't remember the exact amount. Sitting back up at $2.19 right now. So I think that, yeah, and these are like long-term projects. I mean, just for the record, I did get into Phantasma super early. I think I got into it at like 15 cents or something. So I've, these projects that, you know, some of us talk about, especially me, I've been in them for a long time and I've done my due diligence. And that's why, like, when somebody mentions something, even in the passing, definitely do your own research. Go in and look at these and see, for example, what the project is about, what the utility is, what the real world utility is, who the, you know, developers are, what type of contract do they have, how do they carry themselves? Like, something that blows me away about Gilbert Viridian, who's the CEO and founder of Q&T, is he under-promises and over-delivers, like 100%. Like, the day that they went live on Binance, he literally dropped into chat and said, win Binance today. And it went parabolic. It literally went parabolic. So, like, just look into different projects. That's what I highly, highly suggest. Get your mind out. Look into, like, VRA, you know, sitting at one, I think, like, 0.016 or something just 2 weeks ago. It's a little over 3 cents now. Just look into different projects. Diversify as much as you can.
Most definitely. I had kind of jotted some down that you were mentioning, so I will be doing that, especially when this dip tends to, you know, starts to pay me back, then I can move some funds around.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and look at Ethereum, you know, dip down. What did it dip down to? I don't even remember. It hit like 22 or 23, right? I don't even remember.
Yeah. Now it's back at, what is it today? Like 31? 31 30. Is the last time I seen it. But
3170 right now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Well, it was nice to chat with you guys. I'll let somebody else take the floor. I don't want to hog the mic here. Oh, and I'm totally starstruck right now because Henok is in the house.
Yeah, you just brought him back up.
Yep. I love listening to him. So, hello.
That's our boy.
Hey, family.
What's going on, Henok?
How are we?
What's up?
Hey, I just want to thank y'all so much for leading this space. Any space entitled Women in Crypto and then Erica and Chocolate are hosting is a great day. So I just want to thank y'all so much.
Yeah, tell your wife to come in here with us. Let's chat it.
I'll tell you what, my queen is like the most, like is whatever my personality is, just on the opposite of that. And that's her.
She's like,
that's where that balance comes in at,
right?
So she's like, no,
like, can I gotta
no
know.
Camera, no microphone, no nothing.
So Henok, how do you feel about crypto today? Hearing about the Shiba Inu news, Bitcoin. There's a lot of information coming out throughout all different respected projects. So how do you feel about everything
today? Honestly, I feel great because, like, we're all winning. And that's what's so cool about our space is that every project is developing. Like, every, and not everyone's going to be a winner, but just to see the whole space continue to grow, to see, like, whether it's celebrities jumping in or mainstream media or just everyone getting their bags, I just, you know, all the boats can rise together on that. What's the quote? The tide? All the boats rise on the tide? I don't know. We're all going up. That's all I know. And I'm just really happy to see that. So. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Most definitely.
Henok, is there anything? Oh, I thought I was a cop. Is there anything that you're can't do that no more. Is there anything that, like, what's going on with your journey? Anything extra your TA team and stuff is looking into? What's going on? How's it doing?
I'm excited. We're up today. So we hit an all-time high earlier. You know, we were up, I think, 14% on the wallet. So that's always good and nice to see. It's encouraging and life-giving to see. Man, we're blowing up on TikTok. TikTok loves what we're doing, which I was kind of surprised by. I did not ever think I would be, like, a TikTok person. So, man, to be able to, like, encourage people, lift people up, and to be able to do that at scale, like, honestly, man, like, that's ultimately what I get most excited about. It's so funny because, like, money in crypto is, like, the excuse to do what I really want to do, which is, like, encourage and lift people up. And so it's unfortunate that that even has to be the bait that I got to put on the hook. But, you know, whatever it takes, you know, to lift people up, because I just believe that, like, the next Martin Luther King Jr., the next Malcolm X, you know, the next Queen Latifah, she's in here, you know, and she watches my stuff somewhere. And I just want to, you know, support her. And when she rises, all I ask is that she throws my little name in that little book, on that Netflix documentary. Erica, I'm looking at you. Okay, don't forget your boy.
Not Queen Latifah, though.
I don't like the queen. I like her.
Nah, she's cool. I like Queen Latifah.
I don't know if you were stuck in the blockchain when you were getting back up on the panel, but Sunshine just mentioned your name. She said you were in the house, and she's like one of your fans. So,
oh, I missed that.
You know. Yep.
That. Sunshine, you are crazy. I love you for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Henok, I love what you're doing. I'm not even going to lie. I've seen your music, your YouTube videos, and I was on a few Twitter spaces with you. It's definitely nice to and refreshing to hear from you. I think what you're doing with your challenge is definitely revolutionary. I think there's a lot of people who come out and say fake things like, hey, I'm doing this challenge, or hey, I'm gonna make XYZ, but for you to make it so transparent and talk about everything, every move, every step, and the due diligence that you do on different projects that you're looking into invest, I think it's amazing, and I'm definitely a fan. I love it.
Wow, that's high praise. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think a lot of people, as you come up, you know, every person who comes up, this is not directed to you, but anybody out there, you're going to have haters in the world. You're going to have people bringing you down. There's going to be somebody, some smart aleck, who's going to have something to say about you. I was in a space with you, Henok, a few weeks ago where somebody, I won't say names of anything, and kind of, you know, made some disrespectful comments or remarks towards you. And I think the way you carried yourself throughout that definitely, you know, brought shine to you in my eyes of how you are, and I guess your moral encompass. And I for one, am definitely a fan. I loved it.
Well, thank you so much. I feed off of y'all. Like, at the end of the doggone day, like, if it wasn't for people like y'all in here, right? Sunshine, Chocolate, Erica, Big Hen, Roro, like, Kings is in here, Anime, like, Marmar, Marquee. I can just go down the list, like, all y'all, everybody in here. Like, if it wasn't for all the good people that fill up my tank, I wouldn't have anything, like, I wouldn't have nothing but venom and toxicity to spread out anyway. So I draw upon the well of my good people, which is y'all. So thank y'all for that.
That's awesome. I look forward to more videos. Yeah, I look forward to more videos and being a part of your journey and, you know, jumping in on things that you invest on or into. Definitely.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't ever encourage anyone, you know, to jump into stuff that I'm getting into for, you know, unless you do your own research, but I really appreciate
it. Yeah, are you shilling Apollo? No, I'm just playing. Henok, you know, I've been here, which you started from the bottom, now we here. Yeah.
Literally, you saved my voice in November. Like, I'll never forget.
Facts. Hit me up on the Starbucks drink. But yeah, we appreciate you.
That's Erica saying she takes gift cards.
We'll
chilling gift cards.
We'll do better than gift cards when we hit that 100 million. We'll do better than that.
That's what's up. Let's go.
I can honestly say this. The space that these ladies up here are hosting is always awesome. It's amazing seeing that we all coming from the same stumping grounds and starting off around the same time and watching each other journey through the crypto space and finding ourselves in the space and growing, developing, learning, and being teachers and students in our respective realm. Years to come from now, like, this is going to be an amazing vibe, you know, when we all link up together and start kicking it and, you know, just seeing each other as peers and respecting each other and just like, hey, we started from the same bottom. You know, we were all in spaces chopping it up, providing information for everybody and helping everybody on their journey through this crypto space. So these are the times that I always will forever remember. And I'm so glad and appreciative of having this opportunity and coming across crypto. I could have been doing anything in the world, but you know, I so happily came across crypto, and this journey that I've been on has been amazing. Coming across all of you beautiful and amazing individuals. So yes, this space is dope, and let's keep throwing out these positive vibes. There's a lot of negative and drama and extra stuff, but let's not lose focus of why we all here. We're here to learn, educate ourselves, develop and grow, be teachers and students, and make something out of this crypto. You know, we're here for money. Make sure our families are straight and we have some type of financial stability. Let's keep these positive vibes and let's keep this thing going.
You know, I want to ask this, and this is why I'm here. I'm here to learn. So, ladies, I need to know, like, what is it like being a woman in crypto?
Oh, go ahead, Rhonda. You know what, Rhonda? Go ahead. Yes. Answer that.
Hi, y'all. I've been in crypto since. I'm a newcomer since October of 2020, so not quite a year and a half. And I have goals, of course, like everyone else. But I don't know that I feel like it's different being a woman in crypto, because I've always been very independent. I retired 3 years ago due to other career choices. And when I finished my career and retired, I was like, okay, what am I doing now? Tried a few things, got into crypto and stocks, pretty much bailed on most of my stocks because I feel more comfortable investing in crypto, even though it's crazy. It's a crazy market some days. But, you know, to answer that question, I think it's going to be different for everybody. Being a woman in crypto is really going to be based on your personal experience, which is going to be different for all of us. So I'm sure that everyone will answer differently based on their personal experience. But I wanted to tell all of y'all, thank you very much for being in these spaces and being positive, having a place I can go and try to educate myself. If it's just a word or a sentence someone says that they say, hey, I was looking into this or I had a question about that, guess what I do? I pause stuff and I go do research for 30, 45 minutes.
I'm sorry.
And chase the rabbit down the hole until I'm satisfied I need to get out of that hole or I need to go further. And so doing your own research, having confidence to do what you think is right, and don't do anything without educating yourself. And, you know, so anyway, thanks for letting me talk. I'll shut up now. I can get long-winded.
No, you're fine. You're welcome up on the panel anytime. Sunshine.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say my experience. I think for me, it's been a little negative in the early stages. I'll tell you why. I think it's because women don't get viewed as somebody or people who have knowledge in the crypto space. For me, if I ever, you know, early on stepped into, let's say, a chat in Telegram or Discord or Twitter spaces, it was like automatically, oh, you're female, you probably don't know much. So I went through this whole thing of, okay, proving myself like, hey, I am smart. Hey, I do know, I do have some knowledge in this industry, and I can spit some facts about my experience and how I was able to navigate myself here. So for me, it's definitely been a little tough. I haven't really been in the Twitter spaces much. I just started getting on these spaces, I'd say like 2-3 months ago, but I've been in crypto since 2012. I was the crazy one telling people in 2013 to buy Bitcoin. All those people laughed at me, but now it's a little different because when I stepped into a Twitter space, let's say just like 3 months ago, it was like, oh, what do you know? Hey, yeah, your opinion doesn't matter. It was just a simple question somebody had about how do you trade. I said, oh, I don't trade on, you know, emotion, because that's when you FOMO in or panic sell. And that one comment really went so far where challenged by, I'd say, like 5 or 6 guys. And I was like, no, well, let me tell you why I believe that, or whatever the case is. So for me, it's been a little tough to get where I am. And I still kind of stay under the radar. I still don't go into many spaces or speak too much because of that reason. So I think when I see, you know, spaces like Women in Crypto, I definitely love to join, especially seeing all these women who are very smart, and then seeing all the guys who come, actually all the guys who come up and support it. I'm a big fan and I love it. But for me, it's been a little negative getting where I'm at.
Yes, we appreciate it. And Sunshine, I always thought this was very interesting. So you sold your car, was it for Bitcoin?
Yeah, that was in 2012. The way I got into Bitcoin was a friend of mine who was in Bitcoin a little before I got into it. He was telling me, hey, you know, buy some Bitcoin. I was like, you're crazy. Like, you know, like, okay, so if I buy Bitcoin, where's my coin? And I would say that, and then people would say that to me. It was literally like, okay, so where's my coin? Why would I just not buy gold?
Right.
So he sent me one Bitcoin or two, or I don't even remember. I think it was like 2 Bitcoins. And he's like, well, listen, if this goes up, like, he helped me create a wallet and all this. He's like, so listen, like, give it, you know, a month or two. And if this goes up, then, you know, just make an investment. And I was like, okay, you know, that sounds fair. That's cool. Back then it wasn't worth much. I think it was like worth 10, 15 bucks or something crazy small. So I was like, okay. And then it kind of went up a little bit. And I was like, you know what? Like, taking a leap of faith, I had just bought a new car and I still had my old car. So I was like, you know what? I don't need a new car. I can live off of my older car. It's not like deadbeat or anything. Still runs. So I sold my car and I bought crypto. I bought Bitcoin. And it was the best investment I made in my life. And from there, I just started adding more and more. But that was my journey of how I got into crypto. And I still, and my friend, sometimes he'll hit me up sometimes and he'll be like, so are you ever going to pay me back my Bitcoin? I'm like, nah, we done with
Hell
that.
No.
So yeah, so I get into, my thing is I like to get into projects really early, like super, super early. For example, like, I know I said this before, but like QNT, I got in under $2. XRP, I got in at like, I think 17 cents. That's not super early, but it's early enough. Chainlink, Polkadot, like all these, you know, bigger, you know, altcoins, I guess you could say. I do a lot of research and I buy in early and I forget I have it, kind of thing. Just let it ride.
And that sums up what being a woman in crypto is all about, you know, making sacrifices for where we trying to go.
Yep.
Hi, can I speak?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry. Good evening, everyone. I definitely wanted to be a part of answering Henok's question. First, I want to say thank you for allowing me to speak and on your space. And I want to say, Henok, whatever you do, don't stop. You don't know how many people you have impacted, because in spite of all the obstacles, in spite of all of the insults, you keep rising like a phoenix. You know, I always like to use the analogy, you can't be a chicken for the rest of your life, because chickens end up on the dinner plate, and you're an eagle in my eyes. You motivate me to have more self-esteem, more love for myself. And what does it mean to be into crypto as a woman? For me, it goes back to what I tell Henok. I can't stop. I got to keep going. I'm a mother of a Black son, and I worry about him every day. I have nightmares, and I need to make sure that I get the money I need to get him the help that he needs. For me, I'm not well in my body, and I need to go to Honduras, and I need to have that money financially to be able to help me to be better physically, mentally, and spiritually. My brother died in 2020, and I had to relocate. I still own my house in another state, but my son feels like I abandoned him because I stayed behind to take care of my elderly mom. And it's not just about me. It's not just about my son, but I'm a person that love people. I want to get into the communities. There's too many young people that are dying. They don't have any self-worth. They don't either don't have parents that stable themselves, and they're just left to the streets. So I feel like when you have a platform where it's going to help you to be financially stable, you can't just go in it for yourself. You got to want to be a person that want to go back and give back. You know, even if you save one person, you've done something. So I'm really, really about the community. I love elderly people and I love children, and I want to impact this world, that when I leave this earth, that I will be remembered for my works that I've done, because I put my hand to the plow and not just judge somebody. But it's also good that when you see somebody down, lend your hand to bring them up. Don't put them down. Do something about it. I don't want to get emotional, but I have to tell you, Marmar, Big Hen, Henok, the young lady that's holding this space, I'm going to start coming into this room more often. Thank you for being the salt of this earth, for being a sunshine in a world that can be so bitter at times and be so dark at times. When I come into these spaces, who would have known a Black girl like me, you know, to come into spaces that speaking about prosperity that can change the life of not just my family, but others in the world. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you. 100%. We appreciate you.
Well, I'm moved. There's not much for me to say, and I just can't thank you enough. Those are probably some of the most precious words I've heard out here since I started doing this in September. So I don't forget. I don't ever forget much of anything, to be honest, out here. So thank you so much. Zero Satoshi, I really want to honor you. Thank you for hosting this. This is like filling up my bucket for real.
especially after all that happened last week. So thank you.
I appreciate you. And I really do. Like, you just don't know how much that definitely put a bandage on some stuff. So I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, my time too, for my time out. Thank you for coming up and speaking that. Those words were definitely powerful and impactful. So I would say continue to be in the spaces that you see any of us host. There's definitely knowledge, and you'll definitely always be welcomed. And I know Zero Space Chocolate, when Erica hosts Texas, Big Hen, Roro, Isaac down there, Sunshine, you know, our space is definitely, we definitely relate to a lot of people in the space. And so we're always here for you. So thank you.
I see Gabe, Anime. What's going on, y'all? Marquee. What's up? Thanks for pulling up today. Yo, it's definitely been some jewels dropped, some things shared that's definitely going to stick with me. I mean, my journey in crypto, just to answer really quick, I just knew something had to happen. I, you know, was kind of like in a spot in my business where I'm like, looking around, and I'm noticing that the new consumer was the entrepreneur. The consumer isn't our everyday consumer. That's what we think it is. So me looking at the inventory on my shelf, I'm like, yo, this stuff need to be making some money while there's really no movement in a store. And I really looked at crypto as a way to get that to kind of take off, you know. So if I accept it in the store, then, you know, that one item that I sell could, you know, potentially turn into something, and not be depleting. So that's, you know, why I kind of jumped in. And I also thought that I'd be able to have something to take back to my people. When it comes to that, just kind of like teaching financial literacy and getting them involved, because it's not a lot of people in it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I got the space. Let's host some events. Like, let's put on. Let's go to these community recs. Let's, you know, talk to our people. So that's just kind of been my why, you know. And honestly, what it was, or, you know, what it was told to me and what it is now, completely different things. But I'm glad that I'm here, and honestly, like, I don't see myself leaving the arena, so let's go.
Yeah.
You're doing the hand by somebody really teed up,
and I'm ashamed that? Because if his logo was say Tom anyways.
Yeah, anybody else want to come up and speak? Why y'all laughing?
You know, the
they're laughing at the gentleman, the person that made the howling.
That was not funny, you guys. That was not. This has been really heartfelt.
I was
enjoying the conversations that were going on, and then, you know, I'm gonna come up here and play games and shit. My kids is at daycare. We is not playing games.
We got Maddie in the building. She's coming up. Y'all, I'm about to go on mute really quick. Go in the front. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, ladies. What's up? What's up? I'm so sorry I got here late. My daughter was not feeling too well this morning. But I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to jump in on what I heard. There's some powerful stuff. Just to also give y'all flowers and to answer Hinnock's question. I think one of the craziest things about crypto is being in the crypto space is how much contributions there have already been by women that, like, were just completely unknown to me when I just got in the space. There's so many women in the industry already. I mean, not nearly enough. Let's not get it confused. But there is so many that get overlooked or just not at the forefront because of, you know, sexism. And so what's powerful about this space is that y'all are real consistent, first of all, and y'all show up every week and you know, literally prove that there are women in this space. And it's encouraging because I see a lot of women that are in the space and they have leadership positions or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, just to survive, I guess, they don't really highlight that. So, you know, there might be one woman on your stage every single day or something like that. So it'll always be male dominated. And I see a lot of performing for these men. But us women, we can come in here, we can be ourselves, and we can know we're not alone. Nobody's, you know, downplaying our knowledge or anything. We're actually highlighting it. So that's awesome to me. So I just want to say thank you again. And I'm so sorry for being late. It won't happen next week for sure. Thank you again, Zero.
Thank you, girlie. We appreciate you. And you were always on time and it's recorded just for you. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go back and listen to it. I'll definitely hear the whole show. Facts.
Hey, Crypto Millie. Hey, Crypto Millie.
Might be on the blockchain.
Probably. But yeah, I'm loving the vibe today. Yes, Sunshine.
You know, I was just going to say, I encourage all the women in here to do something different. I know there's a lot of rug pulls and stuff out there, and I can't commit to being here every week because I work as well, but kind of saw your space, so I stepped out of work to be on here. But I encourage you guys to look at some contracts and try to, I'm not saying become experts in reading contracts, but take a look at some contracts and see some different things and different functions that could possibly turn into a rug pull. And maybe next week you want to share that. Because I know there was a recent rug that happened just a few days ago, and I took a glance at the contract and I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. I can't believe that anybody even bought this. There was literally a function in there that said, you know, pull liquidity with XYZ. It was like some stupid function, and you can actually see it. So it doesn't have to be about that, but anything, like, figure out how, you know, what a mint function looks like in a contract. And if you don't know what a mint function is, then, you know, search it, Google it. And obviously, you know, we're here to help and answer questions, but definitely do some research. I mean, you know, this is a great space. Zero, Erica, and Chocolate Face, you guys hold a great, you know, you guys provide a great platform and host something great, but like, also, it depends on us to, you know, people who join to do a little research as well. So I challenge you guys, you know, next week, come in and, you know, tell us, share with us what you learned.
Yeah, we can do that. So I'm always willing and wanting to hear from the crowd. So, you know, y'all want to dig into some contracts, let's do it.
Yes, that's what we're about over here. Y'all give us some ideas and we definitely gonna run with it. But who had their hand up first? I think
it was Madeline. Yeah. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you saying it right. Just to piggyback off of something Sunshine said, that really stood out to me because I sat on through a YouTube video the other day where there was a pretty popular gentleman, one of the cryptos that a lot of us are involved in. And he said something really interesting during it. It was really like a heartfelt moment for him. And he wanted to apologize to a lot of women in general because something had rug pulled. And he felt kind of like responsible because he felt like those women trusted him. And he knew a lot of women put their money into it. And so just to piggyback off of what Sunshine said, that is a really, really good idea. So that we're not necessarily depend. I mean, we're not supposed to do that anyway. But it was interesting that he came out and said it, like, just in those words, that he wanted to apologize to a lot of women that he thinks trusted him and put their money into that project. So it'd be good for us to be able to look at contracts and read them and understand what we're getting into and not just following behind a guy that we think will do the research for us.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, I just want to say one thing and then I got to run. I do agree with you, Madeline. I think that, you know, we should, you know, do our own research, absolutely. But also, I want to point something out, and I'll be 100% transparent with you guys. I don't hold any influencer or any one person responsible for shilling something that could possibly, you know, be unsafe or rug or anything of that nature. Because when I buy something myself, I know that, hey, there is a high probability that this will rug. And if you don't think that way, then you're not going to make it in crypto. You cannot trust one person. You cannot trust anybody to do your research. It just does not work that way. You have to be able to do your own thing. So for me, I will never personally say, hey, you know, you shilled XYZ and it rugged. You can't do that in crypto. You have to be able to be self-sufficient and do your own research. And if you don't know how to do your own research, come into spaces like this and ask questions. And there's tons of people who are here who can help answer those questions for you.
Thanks, Sunshine. What's up, Big Hen?
Oh, I was going to ask if you guys were okay with me pending at the top. Cleric, one of the mods off of Discord for Saitama, he put out a link that helped people to understand how to read contracts. But that's up to you guys if you're okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine. I know we about to wrap it up here, but you can post it so we can see. We appreciate it.
Okay, ladies, and gentlemen, I gotta run. So thanks for having me. Great space, and I look forward to more.
All right, thanks, Sunshine. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
This was Crypto Simba's space. He had put it up there, so. If you guys look, you can click on the link, and when you get in there, I know that we're not allowed to click links and all that, but it's verified, and it gives you a good little breakdown and understanding smart contracts. And obviously, you can find someone that's very knowledgeable in it, sort of like Gabe. I believe Gabe is in here yet. Gabe is in here. He's very knowledgeable with it. I'm not sure how he feels about people hitting him in the DMs and stuff like that, but he does enter some spaces. And he's helped me out with this, so I'll just put in his name out there.
All right, anybody else want to come up and speak? All right, well, Zero, I think their chocolate is working, and Zero is doing something in the background.
I just came back, sorry.
I was just going to wrap it up.
Looks like she's having connection issues. Yeah, we can wrap it up, because she's having connection issues, so.
Oh.
Any closing statements? Go ahead.
Yeah, buy that motherfucking dip. No, I'm kidding. I'm
stopping. So annoying.
I keep trying to speak, but my dogs won't shut up.
Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you very much for hosting this space. It's always wonderful. Every person has something really great to, you know, to put out there, and I go studying after we get done.
Yes, for sure. Well, we definitely appreciate everybody for coming out. Y'all know we are here every Monday at 1 o'clock, and the room is recorded. So if you missed anything, you can go back and watch it. Yeah, Zero got kicked out.
Thanks for coming by, y'all, hanging out with us. It's always a pleasure. Until next time, we'll talk to y'all soon.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Women in Crypto, Week 9, recorded on Monday, February 7th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Rolling down the street in my 6'4". I never had a 6'4". A kid can wish though. I snapped the wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopey, this a weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus, my ginger always down to ride, no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song, got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to ride home about. Like to feed the fishbowl, keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bap and rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical, craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a miracle. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise of the super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark now. Believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. The trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present. Trying to stake a claim, just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kind of running out of land here. Living in the day of the dead and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat. A little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. Seven time and space, while I wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer. It might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. We'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Terra Spaces.